Okay, coming up in the next couple of hours, we've got loads of great music and conversation. Really looking forward to it. Ellie Ward is going to be joining us very shortly, accompanied by Sarah McLaughlin on the keyboard. She's going to be performing a couple of songs for us and having a quick chat, which is great. I'll catch up just on a few of the comments coming in this morning. This is why the new laws on short-term letting will not mean an increase in houses available for rent, believes a listener. On a feel-good story, a few weeks ago, a man heard that there wasn't going to be a Christmas party for the senior citizens of the area of Castlefin. There were a number of reasons it wasn't happening, so we sat down with a group of people and formed a committee, got sponsors, caterers and a venue, and they pulled it off on Saturday. I just want to say a huge well done to them all. That comes in from Peter, Dermot, Stephen, Emma and Lisa. Excuse me. Why are there no decorations on the Christmas tree outside the old courthouse in Letterkenny, asks a listener. I'm not really quite sure. It's a bit late now. I don't think you're going to see them now at this stage if they're not up. And on the issue of funding, I cannot understand why this country has to fundraise as much as it does. Why are these services not fully funded by government? I don't see any organisations in Dublin having to stand with a bucket out collecting for everything they need. Yet rural areas constantly have to do. It is not the case. I understand the point where you're coming from. And I've said this myself. It does seem a bit strange when we're so rich that we have to fund so much, when the country's so rich. But there are food soup kitchens in Dublin. There are a ton of charities looking after the predominant number of those that are homeless, those that are hungry, those that are impoverished. There is fundraising for the hospitals as well. So I do get your wider point, but there's a lot of fundraising has to go on in Dublin as well. A very special birthday request for Kitty Rorty. Kitty's in beautiful Glenties and Kitty is 100 today. Happy 100th birthday to Kitty Rorty. That's from everyone, I presume, because no one's mentioned specifically there. Now, just to let you know, around about this time tomorrow, we're giving away a car. Not bad, is it? It's a Renault Symbios Techno worth over 35,000 euros. It's a beauty. I've been in it and looked around it, and it's fully specced out. Wireless charging, Apple Android Play, lane assist, intelligent speed, cruise control, all that stuff that you expect in a modern car. It's in it, and it's a beautiful family car, and it could be yours. The ticket that's going to win it may well yet to be purchased. I simply don't know. So around about this time tomorrow, we're giving away this car, and the draw's open right now. If you wish, you can buy a ticket. You can get them at highlandradio.com or give us a call here on 07491 25,000, and we'll make sure you're in the draw. A ticket, single ticket, is €15. You can get 5 for 50, so that means they're a tenner. And as I say, you may well have your ticket. If you do, fantastic. You could win that car tomorrow. If you don't yet have your ticket, then you can purchase it right now. Highlandradio.com. Or give us a call here, 07491 25,000, and we'll make sure you are in that draw. Now, later on in this programme as well, we have a lovely competition. We're going to have a wee quiz. We're not going to make it too tough for you. Our prizes include a €25 voucher for Century Cinema, Letterkenny, a €50 voucher for Joe McGee Butchers, Letterkenny, and a Wild Alpaca Way team building experience for up to 10 people. And also the Shandon Hotel Marble Hill Dunfanaghy dinner, bed and breakfast for two people. So those great prizes, and all you have to do to enter. Now, you will have to come on and speak to me on the radio. That's part of it, all right, which is grand. I'm not going to go tough on you, right? All you have to do now, if you want to be in with a chance to join that competition, is text your name and where you're from to 086 60 25,000. Your name and where you're from, 086 60 25,000, and some of you could win some of these great prizes. So that's it. Text your name or WhatsApp your name and where you're from, and we'll invite you to come on air, and you could win dinner, bed and breakfast for two people at the Shandon Hotel. That's a really generous prize. Another cracking prize, a 10-person team building experience for the Wild Alpaca Way. That'd be lovely for a business or a family. Some of us families could do with a team building exercise as well. A €50 voucher for Joe McGee Butcher's Letterkenny. That will sort you out and then some for Christmas. And also a €25 voucher for Century Cinemas in Letterkenny. If you want to play our Christmas competition, just text or WhatsApp your name, where you're from, to 086 60 25,000. Ellie Ward, good morning to you. How are you keeping?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
It's great to have you back on the show. How's your year been?
Yeah, it's been very good. Since I seen you last, I've taken the trip to London that I was speaking about and
yes.
seen a few of the girls again. So it's been lovely to catch up with them. It's been a while. And then getting to see all around Dunloe during Christmas time. I got to turn on every Christmas light in Dunloe and things like that. So yeah, it's lovely, especially at this time of year.
And this is obviously so Asmary from Dunloe. When you saw the girls again in London, was it like a holiday romance, right? So, you know, it's great for a week or two, but then when you revisit months later, they're all a dose.
Absolutely not. No, no. As I said before, every single one of them girls was just fabulous. And you probably know yourself from judging it, like, they're just all absolutely,
absolutely fantastic.
Fabulous.
They really were.
And it was like we'd never left each other when we came back. So, yeah, it was lovely.
And the last time I spoke to you too, we were talking about sort of what winning Mary from Dunloe meant to you. And it really has given you a real boost, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I can even see, like, I would never be able to come on the radio before, and the confidence it's given me itself is second to none. Yeah, I'm definitely privileged to be in the position I am now.
Yeah, which is great. And you also used the opportunity to promote positive mental health, which I think was fantastic. And that's the, you know, every single woman, girl that took part in Mary from Dunloe, they did so for a reason, you know, whether it's their own reason or to use that platform to, you know, talk about something that was important to them. And that's the wonder of that competition as well. People love to... Some people still love to try and make out it's this, that and that, but it's really is a collection of very powerful women using them the platform to, you know, boost themselves, boost a cause, whatever it might be.
Yeah, definitely. And like in saying that, every single girl did have a reason to put themselves forward, whether it be like carrying on a family tradition or having something meaningful to put them in that position and to drive them forward and keep them going during the week. And I think that was definitely seen throughout all the girls, like whole weeks. Like none of us ever had a falling out or like a bad day and things like that. Yeah, every girl was spurred on by their own kind of drive and things like that.
Brilliant stuff. Well,
yeah.
We'll chat a wee bit more. You're going to sing a couple of songs for us. Are we going for This Christmas first?
Christmas first. Yeah.
Okay, so Ellie Ward performing live for us, accompanied to, it must be said, by Sarah, who we'll be chatting to a little bit more later on in the programme. But for now, we'll cross over to you. Take it away.
Is it warm where you are, or has the snow fallen down? Does the fire light beside you? Is your house dressed in lights? Can you see it from afar? Does the fire burn beside you? And it's a wonderful time to make you mine, though I know it's not that easy. I hope that you find love and all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas, this Christmas. Will you watch the children play out upon the street, just like you did last year? And will your family gather round? Will you talk about old times? Will you drink a little wine? And it's a wonderful time to make you mine, though I know it's not that easy. I hope that you find love and all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas. And you're not near, no, you are far. And I want you here, my shining star. From across the room, or a world apart, I'll tell you with a festive heart that I hope that you find love and all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas. I hope that you find love and all you're dreaming of this Christmas. And I hope that you find peace and your mind is at ease this Christmas, this Christmas.
Yeah, Sally Ward there and her version of This Christmas, accompanied by Sarah McLaughlin there. Ellie, Christmas to you, what is it?
It's a time where I love to spend with family and friends, and I think that's really what Christmas is about, bringing people together. And I know Christmas isn't like a great time for everybody, but I think when you have your family and friends, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, exactly. And whilst you have them to make everything of it, you are still sort of midway through your Mary from Dunloe tenure, right? The trip to New York, is that yet to come? Are you doing that this year?
That's yet to come. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't pass up the opportunity to walk down Fifth Avenue. So yeah, that's in March. I'm starting in Philadelphia and then making my way to New York. So I'm visiting both of the places where we have the Marys. Yeah,
it's a woman's world, I'll tell you that. lots of people watching as well as listening. And she says, just beautiful. Mary J. Bohner, beautiful. Ellie Ward, Siobhan and Mary Jo Bonner all praising you, and the wonderful accompaniment you have from Sarah McLaughlin there. Just beautiful accompaniment, it has to be said. And we'll be chatting to and hearing more of Sarah as this morning wears on. And you're flat out, Ellie, finally studying now. You're at the ATU, aren't you? Still in health science and physiotherapy?
Yeah, so I'm still in that course. Even with the busy schedule I've had, I've been able to carry on doing my course. So I finished my Christmas exams there on Tuesday. So it was all kind of practical based, which is better for me. I work better when I'm looking at what I'm...
Yeah,
at the person. So yeah.
And just finally on the Mary from Dunloe thing, obviously, you know, there'll be another crop of people coming forward this year, I'm sure. I think it's the 49th, isn't it? And then the 50th next year. What would your message be to anyone listening, thinking about whether or not it might be for them, or maybe they feel, do I have the confidence, or is it for me? What would your message be to them out there today?
This is actually great because our Dunloe Mary picking is on the 28th of December this year.
Go.
Yeah, so we're doing it a bit earlier this year, hoping to maybe carry on Dunloe in its reigning title. So maybe we can make it 2 years in a row. But yeah, definitely, as I said before, the confidence I've gained from this experience is second to none, and the friendships I've made, and like even the friendships I've made with girls who aren't Marys, it's just amazing, such a great experience. So yeah, definitely, if you have any want at all, please do put yourself forward.
Yeah, and it's lovely to be an ambassador for your own town as well too. There's an awful lot to it in that as well. Right, okay, we are going to hear one more from you now. That's Christmas to Me, whenever you're ready.
Is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree, and I'll wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. My mom and daddy share a kiss house under the mistletoe. We'll cherish all these simple things, whatever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I listen for the thud of reindeer walking on the roof as I fall asleep to lullabies. The morning's coming soon. The only gift I'll ever need is the joy of family. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. That's Christmas to me.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Have a wonderful, happy Christmas and lots of love to you and all of your family and friends. Thank you so much for calling over to us. Really appreciated. And a big thanks to Sarah McLaughlin on keyboard, who I'll be chatting to a little bit later on in the programme. If you want to enter our Christmas competition, we've got some great prizes coming up. We're just going to ask you to name a Christmas song today. Text or WhatsApp your name and where you're from to 086 60 25000 or give us a call on 074 91 25000. And we'll be hearing more from Sarah McLaughlin herself, but first we'll take a quick break. Welcome back to the programme. Okay, just a shout out for you, by the way. If you haven't entered yet, we have some brilliant prizes up for grabs today as part of our Christmas giveaway here in the 9 till noon show. We have a €25 voucher for Century Cinema Letterkenny, a €50 voucher for Joe McGee Butcher's Letterkenny, a 10-person team-building experience for the Wild Alpaca Way, and the Shandon Hotel at the Marble Hill Dunfanaghy dinner, bed and breakfast for two people. Now, all you have to do is come on air with me and identify a piece of music. I'll make it as easy as possible. The real challenge is getting us to call you back, right? So how do you do that? Text or WhatsApp your name and where you're from to 086 60 25000, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 074 91 25000. So we had a real treat for you with our last performance from Ellie. Now, we are going to have more music shortly. Azara Lachlan Murray is on keyboard and she's going to be talking to me in a moment. But our studio, our second studio, is packed because we have the Encore Chirconnell Choir. And they're going to be singing a couple of songs for us as well. So we're really, really looking forward to that. So as I say, if you want to get in touch with us to enter that competition, 086 60 25000 or call us on 074 91 25000 and we'll bring you on for a chat. Now, early this year, we were looking for fans, roadies, support bands and anyone with a tale to tell about the band Meatloaf. Do you remember that? They played in the Astoria Ballroom, Bundoran, Sunday, February 11th, 1990, and in the Mount Errigal on Valentine's Night, the 14th of February, 1990. Now, that documentary that we had the roll call for is finished. Meatloaf, From Hell to Connacht, will be shown on RTE1 on Wednesday, the 31st of December at 6:30 p.m. So I presume they got some local people to share their stories. So that show, that documentary, Meatloaf, From Hell and to Connacht, will be shown on RTE1 Wednesday the 31st at 6:30 p.m. So check it out live, or I presume you can always check it out on their player as well, which has improved, has to be said. It used to be an absolute nightmare. Zara, are you there? Are you ready or do you need more time? Hello? Oshin, no, nothing there. It's okay. Well, I'll keep going. I'll take a break. And then when we come back, we'll have the choir live for you. As you can imagine, there's quite a few people and it takes a little while to get them all into situ. Stay where you are. Right, okay. Let us go back now to Zara Lachlan Murray, who is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good to speak to you. Right now, it's pretty jammers in there.
It is, yeah. It's a little warm in here.
Okay, so this is the Encore Tyrconnell Collective. So talk to me about this wonderful group of people, Zara. Not individually, all be here all day, but I suppose collectively.
Yeah, so this is an amazing group of people who we gather on a Tuesday evening in Donegal town. This is about, I'd say, half of them here this evening. And it's just a collective of people who just have a love for music. We love singing together and creating music for concerts and events and fundraisers, and it's just about really the love of singing, the love of music and getting together. It's very much a social outing for all of us as well, and I've been privileged to work with this group now for the most of this year, but they were formed just over 3 years ago.
Brilliant. I love when choirs do sort of choir takes on, you know, standard songs, contemporary songs. You used to do a great mix, don't you, of the stuff that you perform?
Yeah, we try to take in a bit of everything. So it's mostly popular music that we would do, mostly pop music, but right through the decades. And we do a little bit of country music. We dabbled in a little bit of gospel as well earlier on this term. And we just love hearing that, like those pop songs that we love, those standards as a choral arrangement. And I have lots of fun working them out as well and trying to get arrangements to suit all these lovely voices in front of me.
Yeah, I would say it's great fun. Well, we'll have a chance to chat. What are you going to perform for us first, Zara?
We're going to do a Joni Mitchell song called River.
Lovely. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Shut down trees. They're putting up reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Away on. Away.
Well done, everybody. Encore, Cheer Connell. I'm sitting in an air-conditioned room here on my own, regretting my Christmas jumper. I'm just kind of curious what it must be like in the furnace that is Studio 2. Is it all right? Is everyone all right? No one needs any water there, Zara.
It's cosy.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, you'll get to know each other really well in that space. Okay, so we're going to hear another one. We'll get straight into it. This is a very popular song, isn't it? Somewhere Only We Know.
Okay, thank you.
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting tired and I need someone to rely on. I came across a fallen tree. I felt the branches, they were looking at me. Is this the place we used to love? Is this the place that I've been dreaming of? Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need someone to rely on. And if you have a minute, why don't we go? Talk about it somewhere only we know. This could be the end of everything. So why don't we go somewhere only we know? Somewhere only.
Yeah, Yes, excellent. Encore Tyrconnell there. That is their version of Somewhere Only We Know, which is a wonderful, wonderful track. And we're going to hear more from the collective shortly. Very soon as well, we are going to be doing our Christmas quiz. Thanks to you, our listeners. You've texted in your great numbers. Ross's Community School Choir are going to be joining us as well. Dr. Joe Kelly is going to be talking history. And we also have Sarah Arnold. So an awful lot to come between now and noon. Zara, have you any performances upcoming that we can talk about over the Christmas period?
Well, we just did our Christmas concert at the beginning of December in the Abbey Hotel, along with the Young Performers Academy in Donegal Town as well. And we had a packed house and we had an amazing night with that. And now we're looking forward to the spring term, and we'll make sure we let you know if we have anything coming up then.
Yeah, well, you got Christmas out the way early, didn't you? looking forward to spring. So we're blessed to have you.
Finding a date.
But come here, this is it. I mean, this is a live performance to 90,000 people across the Northwest and beyond. So, you know, it's keeping the Christmas spirit going. Right, Zara, what are we going to finish with? This is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to do a bit of Shakin' Stevens. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Whenever you are ready, just take it away, Zara.
Snow is falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's a season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties and celebration, people dancing all night long. Time for presents and exchanging kisses, time for singing Christmas songs.
We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe and kiss by candlelight.
Room is swaying, records playing, all the old songs we love to hear. How I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe and kiss by candlelight.
Snow is falling all around me,
all around me.
Children playing,
children playing,
having fun,
having fun.
It's the season. Ooh. And understanding.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe and kiss by candlelight.
Snow is falling
all around me.
Children playing,
children playing,
having fun,
having fun.
It's a season for love and
yes, everyone, give yourselves a round of applause. I would love to, but is it all right? Clap? No, everyone, clap.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, thank you so very much. We really appreciate you coming up to see us. Thank you so very much to Zara and all of the crew. And that's only part of them, thankfully, because that room is pretty much at capacity. That was Encore Tyrconnell. And we heard from them, River, Somewhere Only We Know, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Lovely solos, lovely harmonies. And it was great to hear that band based out of Donegal Town. It's a choir, sorry, not a band. But they've got members coming from all over the south and west of the county. Thank you to Zara Lachlan Murray and Eva McGarrigle as well, who's involved in leading that wonderful group of people, and they do a great mix of pop, rock and local favourites. So keep your eyes and ears peeled, and if there's any gigs coming up, we of course will let you know further down the line. Right, now Hi, could you, if you have time to put up an appreciation post to LUH, of course I do have time. This listener says, I broke my ankle 3 weeks ago, so I had to call an ambulance. Anyhow, all the staff I met, from paramedics to ED, to doctors, anesthetists, doctors, to the nurses, HCA, catering, domestic, they were all super. I hate that the LUH always gets such negativity, so I wanted to share my good experience. My dad also was in ED on Saturday past and again got great care. The staff are working under such hard circumstances and deserve praise. And just in case there's any ambiguity, when we work with the people, consultants, etc., and the GPs in the community, it is actually not to be critical of Letterkenny University Hospital. It's not to in any way diminish the great work that's done down there. It's actually to support them and ensure that they have a fully resourced, fantastic working environment to keep doing the amazing, amazing work that they do. And we have nothing but love and praise for everyone associated with LUH here, and that's why we dedicate so much time to try and support them. A caller says, and I don't know why they're asking me, I'm torn between doing the big Christmas shop today or tomorrow. Any advice? Well, I don't know. There's a couple of ways you could look at it. It depends. I mean, you could call it the Hunger Games effect. By tomorrow, the festive spirit. It could be replaced by festive desperation. And today, people are saying, excuse me, tomorrow, they may physically climb over you to reach that last bag of Brussels sprouts. I don't know. Is there a turkey lottery out there today? Today, you might go get a turkey. Tomorrow, you might end up with a Christmas ham or even a very confused rotisserie chicken. So maybe today is better. And of course, the middle of little hazard is always there. Today, you might accidentally buy that chainsaw that you don't need, or a wetsuit, in fact, that may never get a look out. But if you go tomorrow, you might be stressed and end up with three chainsaws and make some poxy excuse about it for cutting the turkey or the Brussels sprouts. So I would say go today. That would be my suggestion. Any other Christmas advice you need from me? Dr. Greg is here. I will answer your questions. No idea why you asked, but there you are. That's my answer.